I mean, we have a lot of pride, and you know, a lot of people fail to realize that you got to have a lot of discipline too to play on such level. I think a lot of people fail to realize that, you know, we was the least penalized team in the NCAA for about 2-3 years, and that goes a long way. And you got to be accountable. Everybody was accountable to do their job. They did it when it counted, and the success we had.
And will that carry over to the NFL for you?
Oh, definitely. You know, that's what I live by. You know, I played 5 years at Alabama. It became a part of me. I'll always bleed crimson. And, I mean, I'm here to bring it to Carolina.
7 rounds go by and you don't hear your name called. What was it like when you got the call from Carolina? I know a little mixed emotion.
I mean, I was pretty upset. I thought, you know, they thought higher of me. But, I mean, as long as I got the opportunity to prove that I can play, you know, I'm willing to take it and show that I can play.
Who have you talked to about the fact that it's not where you arrive, but it's how you finish?
Well, I've talked to everybody. I mainly talked to my dad. You know, my dad's been behind me the whole time, and you know, he was there when I didn't get my name called, and he supported me and told me, you know, just show him that you can play when you get there, and I mean, that's exactly what I plan to do.
As you go through the draft process, how much does it veer off from the accomplishments you had on the field to a lot of things like your 40 time and this, that, and the other? Does that take away from what you accomplished at Alabama?
I mean, I don't think it does. You know, the stats speak for themselves. You know, if a guy says he had 14 interceptions in his college career, you know, that's what he had. What he runs in his 40, you know, that's just who he is. I don't think anybody's stats or, you know, what they do at the Combine Pro Day can speak for what they can do on the field. You just got to get out there and play.
Will that provide extra motivation, what you just went through?
Oh, definitely. You know, my whole football career, you know, from high school to the NFL, you know, I always had to prove myself. And, you know, it's just another step in getting on the field.